Today, we're discussing the paper titled Retail Bench, Evaluating Long Horizon Autonomous Decision-Making and Strategy Stability of LLM Agents in Realistic Retail Environments. I'll frame why long horizon decision-making and strategy stability matter. Retail decisions compound over time, so consistent strategies affect inventory, pricing, and staffing outcomes. In the technical segment, we'll look at the benchmark's goals, what it measures, and why that matters for evaluating agents.
At a high level, the paper introduces a realistic simulated retail setting to test agents on sequences of decisions rather than isolated actions. It emphasizes measuring strategy stability, meaning how consistent and coherent an agent's policy remains across changing conditions and long-time horizons. Listeners should expect a discussion of task types, the benchmark structure, and comparative evaluations across agent designs.
For practitioners, this matters because short-term gains can destabilize operations if an agent's policy flips unpredictably over time. Evaluations that emphasize long-horizon stability help indicate whether an agent might require heavy monitoring, constraints, or human oversight in production. Expect the technical discussion to highlight implications for deployment, like robustness and observability requirements.
Great points. We'll now move into the technical analysis, where Jamie will explain the benchmark design and methodology, and Mark will discuss deployment considerations. The next section will cover how tasks are structured, what metrics the authors use for long horizon performance and stability, and the practical interpretation of reported results.
The benchmark builds a simulated retail environment where agents must make sequences of operational decisions over many time steps. Tasks include inventory allocation, dynamic pricing, and staffing planning framed as multi-step decision problems. The emphasis is on evaluating how policies perform when decisions compound over time rather than isolated actions.
So Jamie is saying the focus is on long horizon sequences and systemic effects, and the benchmark measures coherence over time. I'll hand this to Mark to discuss practical implications and where such evaluations matter in production. Mark, over to you.
Benchmarks like this are useful for testing agents on operational scenarios where instability can cause inventory shortages or pricing oscillations. In production, we need to know whether an agent's strategy will drift or flip under demand shocks and cost changes. These evaluations help decide monitoring thresholds, fallback logic, and the degree of human oversight required.
On measurement, the authors operationalize strategy stability by tracking consistency of decision patterns and long-run performance across scenario variations. They compare agents by looking at trajectory-level metrics, how rewards evolve over time, and by measuring policy switches or inconsistent action patterns. This provides both aggregate performance signals and signals about behavioral reliability.
From an operations view, that means we should watch metrics that indicate behavioral volatility, not just average profit or reward. Latency and model determinism also matter. An agent that is slow or unpredictable increases operational risk. You also need robust logging and observability to diagnose when a strategy changes.
The paper evaluates multiple agent designs at a high level, contrasting agents that plan across horizons with those that act more reactively or end-to-end. The comparisons emphasize how design choices affect stability under perturbations. Methodologically, the simulations vary demand, costs, and other environmental factors to stress test agents.
A key limitation is simulation realism. Synthetic environments may miss important operational constraints like supply chain lead times or human scheduling peculiarities. That domain gap means benchmark results should guide hypotheses, not certify readiness. Scaling these evaluations to many SKUs and stores can also be computationally expensive.
Relatedly, reward and metric choices shape conclusions. Different formulations can encourage short-term profit chasing versus long-term stability. The authors are careful to include trajectory-based metrics, but any benchmarker should document incentives and edge cases. We should avoid overinterpreting single-score rankings without understanding the underlying behaviors.
Practically, treat the benchmark as a stress test. Use it to identify failure modes and to prioritize monitoring and safety controls before deployment. Follow-up steps include domain calibration, small-scale pilots, and rigorous A/B testing under real operational constraints. Also, plan for fallbacks and human review for rare or high-impact decisions.
The reported results are useful for comparing agent behavior trends rather than claiming turnkey solutions for retail operations. They highlight which architectures tend to maintain coherent strategies under noise or shifting conditions. But translating those trends into production performance requires domain-specific validation.
Finally, from an ops perspective, stability means operational continuity, predictable ordering, pricing, and staffing behaviors that align with business rules. Any deployment should include anomaly detection, rollback procedures, and clear human-in-the-loop thresholds. Benchmarks inform those requirements, but do not replace them.
To summarize this section, the benchmark stresses long-horizon decision-making, measures consistency of agent strategies, and compares high-level agent designs under varied scenarios. Those results should inform targeted testing, monitoring, and cautious pilots before broader deployment.
For practitioners, the practical path is clear. Use RetailBench as a stress test to expose strategy drift and operational failure modes before production. Focus on trajectory-level metrics and stability signals rather than single aggregate scores. Ensure you have fallback logic and human review for high-impact decisions.
From a research perspective, validate that your reward and metric choices capture long-horizon objectives and report trajectory statistics so you can see behavioral trends. Also, validate benchmark behaviors in domain-calibrated simulations or shadow deployments to reduce the simulation-to-reality gap.
Recommended next steps are pragmatic. Calibrate the simulator to your domain, run small pilots or A/B tests, and prioritize architectures that show consistent policies under perturbations. Invest in logging, anomaly detection tied to stability metrics, and clear rollback procedures. Use benchmark insights to design monitoring and human-in-the-loop controls rather than as a deployment certificate.
To wrap up, RetailBench offers a focused way to evaluate long-horizon decision-making and strategy stability, and its main value is guiding targeted testing, monitoring, and cautious pilots before wider rollout. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSeeve LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news.